Dear Mr. Fantasy, the 1967 mono version there. The Lonely One came from It's Like You Never Left from 1973, and the title track as well, It's Like You Never Left. Dave Mason with Glittering Facade from Dave Mason and Cass Elliott from 1971, Mama Cass, of course. And that's what we've been listening to. Stay tuned. Noah is up with Mortuary Mosh Pit to give you many more pleasures throughout the evening. Stay tuned. I'll see you next week. WMUC-FM, College Park. This has been Dave's Record Collection.
WMUC-FM College Park, where college radio is good radio, and welcome to the 59th installment of Mortuary Mosh Pit, where I bring some of the best atmospheric and depressive black metal that I find usually in the lobby of the radio station. And I've got a pretty good, I guess swath is probably a good word, of song, even just titles in this broadcast's track list. There's going to be a little bit few more tracks than normal, which is, I think the mean is 7, if I remember correctly. So it's actually totaling out at 9, which may or may not have to take one away for time if I talk too much. So I'll be playing the first 3 that I'll be playing. 2 of them are from an artist I know I have not played on this show before, named Luna. Luna Pythonissim. I don't really know. It's Latin, so you don't really ever speak it anymore. It means something about, like, night oracle, I believe, or night seer. And it was, I remember, I actually got introduced to them just, like, an hour or two ago, because the DSBM archive account on YouTube posted that they had posted one of their albums, I think it was from last year, and I went to go see if they have their stuff on Spotify, which... it's kind of maybe it's like a 50-50 chance, especially it's a little bit more when it's modern stuff, because they'll post stuff from like the 80s or 90s sometimes. And like, obviously they won't have a Spotify because the band had been broken up for like 30 years. But this one actually did. They don't have their newest stuff, but they do have some relatively recent-ish stuff. So I was able to put some stuff, like their more higher played stuff from their discography, not including, I guess, that album. So the first 2 tracks will be Affliction, which is affliction, and the and Agonia, which I can only assume is agony, both in Spanish. So, I mean, it's kind of, it's, I don't know, when I'm having to translate, like, stuff from, like, Finnish and or something, or Russian, sometimes it's kind of satisfying to just have words that are like, oh yeah, that's, I'm almost positive that means just this in the language, in Spanish. Like, I don't know, it's like, I'm taking like the beginning quiz of a high school Spanish class. I'm trying to find. That's also interesting. I was trying to find the translation for this album name because it's in more complicated Spanish, I suppose. But I had recently been translating something to Japanese or from Japanese, so it was very confusing for a second because it told me how to translate from. It told me that it meant the exact same thing in Japanese and it did in English, which I guess makes sense because it's not in either of those languages. And then followed by me trying to reverse it, and it translated into a different phrase in Japanese, even though it's not in English. I don't know. It was kind of a funny rigmarole there. The album's name is From Here to the End of Time. Again, that is by Luna Pythonissim. Again, don't know fully how to pronounce that, but it is Latin, so I don't really think anyone's here, I guess maybe the Pope, to argue with me about that. So the last track we'll be playing for this segment will be Bleeding Through These Reopened Scars by Memory of Rose from their album One Last Solution. I have played this project on the show before, and I've definitely enjoyed it. They just have a very... I mean, I forget exactly the word I would describe it with, but I usually kind of just like the DSBM projects that have, like, something like Memory of Rose, like, as their name, because it kind of reminds me of some like post black metal projects that I like. So the two, so we'll be playing Affliction, followed by Agonia, followed by Bleeding Through These Reopened Scars. And those together will be about 17, 18 minutes, and I'll be back after that for more songs. So hope you enjoy those. Welcome back. Sorry, the screen flashed for a second for no reason. Welcome back. That just was Bleeding Through These Reopened Scars by Memory of Rose from their album One Last Solution. Before that were two tracks by the artist Luna Pythonisum. Jeez. Yeah, it's Latin, so nobody's speaking it anyways. It's fine. It means like moon seer, I think. Moon oracle. Because that's what Luna is. And let's see. Oh yeah, the two tracks were in reverse order was Agonia and Affliction. Or Affliction. If you're going with the Spanish saying for both of them. The following tracks we'll be playing, moving on from the past, will be also a track from Memory of Rose, which will be Happiness Was Never Guaranteed. I wanted to play this one, like, I usually like to play tracks from the same artist back-to-back in the same segment, but this one did not really size up very well. I was having a hard time figuring out what to put after the two Luna Pythonism songs. So I just kind of put this one there, and it works well enough, despite it having to separate the two tracks into two different segments. And then following the track the album of the same name of the track, which was Happiness Was Never Guaranteed. Next up will be a artist from I have played on this show before, being Self-Destruction in Your Dreams from Nagoya, Japan. And it's interesting to me more so than the fact that people will get interested when they hear like someplace, Japan, as opposed to just any other, like any place. I'm trying to reference the meme in vocal form. It doesn't really work. It works a lot better as a meme. So it's kind of easier to tell that they're from Japan in this track name, because the track title is one symbol, actually, but it's the kanji symbol for rain, which is pretty cool. I'm definitely being pushed to familiarize myself with Japanese. So this is pretty cool. Just having like the title be one word, but also be like, I don't know. I think that a symbolic alphabet is kind of cool. It's also a pictogram because it can reason, like the symbol reasonably looks like rain falling from a cloud. So I think that's pretty cool. Getting over from, I guess, the etymology sort of it all. The next track. So those two together will be about 15 minutes. So I'll be including the last track as a very short little add-on to this segment, being You'll Never Feel the Same. I thought it was going to be longer. It's You'll Never Feel the Same by a combination of the artists Acidic and Exiled from Life. I don't believe I've played something from Acidic before, but I've definitely played something from Exiled to Life. And the album's name will be What Remains. I need to double check. Oh, and What Remains is actually an Acidic album. It's an album from Acidic, I should say. So this is actually, it probably should be the other way around. Actually, it kind of is. The formatting is Acidic, Exiled from Life. So I just know Exile of Life more. Interesting. So, yeah, together, that'll be less than 20 minutes. But it'll be close to it. Maybe 18. And I'll be back after that segment for our last segment. So, hope you enjoy Happiness Was Never Guaranteed by Memory of Rose, followed by, I guess it's just Rain, by Self-Destruction in Your Dreams, followed by You'll Never Feel the Same by Acidic and Exiled from Life. Yeah, it's kind of hard to give, like, definitive names for kanji sometimes. But that's still pretty cool. Oh yeah, I'm actually about to play the segment.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. That just was You'll Never Feel the Same, a collaborative track from the artists Acidic and Exiled from Life. I should mention, though, Acidic was the, I guess, proprietor of the track. It's technically on their album. Exiled from Life is a feature, I believe. Before that was Weather by Self-Destruction in Your Dreams. It wasn't technically the word weather. It was the kanji representing weather. It's a whole thing. I mean, it's a whole thing when you take it up with the concept of Japanese, I guess. Happiness Was Never Guaranteed was the track that started off this segment from the artist Memory of Rose, and with the album of the same name as the track, Happiness Was Never Guaranteed. So this being said, we have time for only actually two tracks. So I guess what I said previously about nine is going to have to be a lie. I don't know. It wasn't a truthful lie, if that even makes sense. I didn't know it was going to be like that. I expected it, or I suspected it, but I didn't expect it. So that being said, I'll be leaving that last track for next week's broadcast, which I should be able to be doing. I don't see why not. I don't know. If I have plans, I guess I'll tell every single listener individually. But other than that, I should be here next week around the same time, approximately. Unless some sort of, like, time warp happens. I don't know. Stuff happens. Like a mysterious second spring, like spring forward or something. I don't know. So the last two tracks we'll be playing will be Unhealed Trauma, and then parentheses, Another Month Lost to Isolation from Shroud of Blight, a pretty common artist to have on this show, from their album These Will Be the Best Years of Your Life, a very ironic, followed by I Push the Blade on the Wounds by Chronophobia DSBM from the album of the same name. So I'll be playing those two, but not before I play a PSA. So look forward to the PSA, and then I'll be playing Unhealed Trauma, Another Month Lost to Isolation, followed by I Push the Blade on the Wounds. So enjoy, and hopefully I'll be here next week. I don't know, you won't be seeing it on the Instagram account for this show, Moshway_Washpit, because I need to update that so bad. Forgive me.
Come all of you good workers, good news to you I'll tell, of how the good old Union has come in here to dwell.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Are you a graduate assistant, research assistant, or teaching assistant at UMD? Are you tired of low pay, long hours, high fees, and no safety net for international students? So are we. The UMD Graduate Labor Union is organizing for collective bargaining rights for graduate workers on campus.
Right now, the administration unilaterally controls our working conditions, but we are fighting to change that. To learn more about graduate labor organizing efforts on campus and what a union can do for you, visit umdgradworkers.org.
Thank you. Yeah.